welcome to the 413th episode of Travelitch Radio. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my friend and co-host, Mariella Nugent-Lee. And this is the 10th season of Travelitch Radio, the show that lets you enjoy the pleasures of travel from the comfort of your armchair.
Every week at this time, we talk to people representing destinations, hotels, airlines, railroads, car rental companies, and others in the world of travel and hospitality, from authors and bloggers to broadcasters and publicists. If it's got anything to do with travel, it's got everything to do with Travelitch Radio.
And our honored guest tonight is Sam Lemheny, Chief of Shows and Events for the Philadelphia Horticultural Society. He's here to talk about the 2021 Philadelphia Flower Show, which starts June 3rd. Welcome, Sam, to Travelitch Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Can't wait to talk about the Flower Show.
Well, first, Sam, please explain the relationship between the Philadelphia Horticultural Society and the Philadelphia Flower Show.
You got it. Yes. Yeah. So Pennsylvania Horticultural Society is the that's who I work for. That's the organization that's been around since 1827. So that's when the Horticultural Society started. And the Flower Show started in 1829 by the members there to really promote horticulture and really encourage people to lean into horticulture, get more into plants and gardening. And that's what we still do today. We know that that plants and flowers have a huge impact on yourself personally, but we also know that that has a huge impact for the health and well-being of your neighbors and neighborhoods and communities. And the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society is all about that. And the Flower Show is all about promoting that. And it's also a huge fundraiser for us. It is actually our largest fundraiser for the year. So we are a nonprofit organization. So all the funds from the Flower Show that are raised, so your ticket dollars, all the drinks that you buy this year, all the shopping, all the support you give to the sponsors, all go back into the community and all the great work that we do throughout the rest of the year. Outside of the Flower Show, that's about 9 days long during the year.
And the Philadelphia Flower Show is a very big deal, as you mentioned, almost 200 years old, and is making a major break this year by going outdoors. Would you please fill us in? What's happening?
Yeah, absolutely. We, for the first time ever in our history, believe it or not, 193 years, this is the first time that we are holding this Flower Show, this longtime tradition here in Philadelphia, outdoors. We keep records and have kept track of this. The Horticultural Society does a really good job of keeping track in history. And our historian right now has looked back and could not find any time that this has been outside. So this is the first time. So if you come to the Flower Show this year, you are part of a first. I know Philadelphia is all a lot about firsts, but we're also a lot about long time. But this is the first time ever that we are heading outdoors. So it's going to be at FDR Park in South Philadelphia, right at Broad and Patterson. It's if you're familiar with Philadelphia and if you've come to a sporting event or a concert in Philadelphia, you know exactly where this FDR Park. You might not have known it was there, but it's right there where the sports complex and the concerts are. So lots of parking, lots of great access on 95. The infrastructure down there is really easy, and public transportation is right there as well. It's one of the main reasons why we've selected this site, because it's so easy to get to really, really easy. And it's a larger site. We planned this show with safety in mind. And even now, when a lot of the restrictions are being lifted, this is something that we want to make sure that we have a lot of distance for people to spread out and be safe and feel safe, no matter what your thinking is on that.
Now, FDR Park is a registered National Historic Landmark. Could you tell us how big it is?
So the park itself is over 350 acres. It's a huge space. It was actually designed by the Olmsted brothers, which are the same folks that designed Central Park in New York City. So this park is actually a really beautiful park. It is huge, majestic trees. It's a very old park here in Philadelphia, over 100 years old. And it is just a treasure. It has a number of water lakes in it, and lots of ball fields and playing fields, lots of picnicking. This park is really well used. And it had a golf course. The golf course is now closed, but Justin DeBaradinas, who's the director of the park now, has turned the golf course into this amazing meadow with cut paths that you can walk your dog. This park is really known for bird watching. In the middle of the city, in the heart of the city, to believe it or not, is one of the top bird watching places in this area.
Now, you mentioned that the designer of FDR Park in Philly is the same one who designed Central Park in New York.
Yes.
And so can you talk about some of the similarities between the two?
You know, I think the way it's laid out, the way they used reused land that might not have been great from a development standpoint, but were able to create a park, creating the lakes and the waterways there, and how they really have incorporated natural landscape as well, too, into this park and in the area. And they're really just incorporating a lot of great multi-use spaces with regards to sports or fun or play. It's the same thing that you have and that effect that you get in New York City that you have here in Philadelphia. And it's a large space as well, too.
We're talking with Sam Lemheny of the Philadelphia Horticultural Society.
I don't remember it, but almost 100 years ago, the park, then called Olmsted Park, hosted the Sesquicentennial Exhibition. Aren't some of the buildings, including the boathouse, still there?
Yeah, actually, the boathouse is one building that we are actually going to use for the flower show. It's actually in the site. So our show is only going to take about 15 acres of the 350. So the rest of the park will still be open to the public while the flower show is going on, because a lot of neighbors use that park. So, yeah, the boathouse is still there. That was, I think they called it was the Russian Tea House was when that event was going on. So we're actually going to create a restaurant in that space. Has a great overlook of the show itself as well as the lake that's there, and is a great piece and a great part of history. And it's a beautiful architectural there. The other part architecturally there that's part of our show is the American Swedish Historical Museum, which was not built during that event, but it's a beautiful museum, and it's a beautiful architectural building as well, too. And that's at the north end of our show site, and we'll be open to flower show visitors when they come. And we're actually doing a few exhibits in there that will be in some of the museum rooms there.
How many exhibitors do you expect, and do they come from all over the world?
So normally the flower show has exhibitors from all over the world. Yes, this year not so much. Travel was, the commitment has to be made for this event very long in advance, 6 to 8 months in advance, that we need to know that going, because the plants take that long and the designs take that long to grow and be put together. So. We were not able to bring in any international designers this year, but we were able to bring in some great U.S. designers. We have a number of designers that return every year with us that are extremely creative and talented, and they actually get invited internationally and design shows all over the world. And then we also bring in designers this year from the United States, from New York. We have a designer, Ify, from the Great Northwest up in Washington, Seattle area. We have a number from New York. We have got some great designers this year, really great diverse list. A lot of female designers this year, and also folks of color that will be designing their gardens. And really, with the theme of the flower show this year is habitat, nature's masterpiece. And plants really do affect our habitat and the way we've lived and the way animals live and the way people live. And it impacts our world every single day. And these folks are going to be telling that story in their gardens and interpreting that in many different ways. From we'll have plants representing different parts of the world, but the designers will all be from here. But they'll be focusing on their heritage and the places that their history or their ancestors have come from.
Sam, what's your all-time attendance record, and how many do you expect this year? And also, I guess the pandemic canceled last year's event, right?
No, it didn't. Absolutely not. We actually got in, believe this or not, then we were able to finish our show about 5 days before the entire country shut down. We did see a little bit of a drop in attendance, but we were able to pull the show off and have the whole show and actually have a really successful show before. And a lot of people are saying that was the last big event that they went to since the pandemic. And this might be the first event that they go to with the pandemic ending or coming to a close.
Wow.
So
wow.
We got very lucky. The angels, the flower show angels, as we say, there's a lot of them, because they must be pulling some strings up in heaven trying to get this show to happen, because we got very lucky that we were the last show to happen, and now we're going to be the first show to happen coming out of the pandemic. So, yeah, attendance so this year because of COVID is going to be we're going to do limited attendance per day, and we're hoping to sell that out. So buy your tickets now. PHSonline.org is our website where you can buy all your tickets. You can actually buy parking passes there. You can buy food on the website and other activities that you can get involved in on our website. All the information is right there at PHSonline.org. But from a COVID standpoint and a safety standpoint, we did have to limit the attendance per day. And we are doing AM and PM sessions for the flower show.
Now, this year's show layout will feature three different districts. Could you explain that to our listeners, Sam?
Sure, yeah. So we took an opportunity this year, you know, when we are at the convention center, for those who have been to the flower show, you know, that's a big rectangular box. And so there's only so many ways that you can lay that show out to make it really accessible and the flow of people. With this location, it's very asymmetrical. So we had an opportunity to really look at the show differently, take a look at the content that we have and we deliver at the show, lay it out in maybe a little bit of a different way. And what we really did is we said, you know what, who comes to the show and who likes the show? And this is a show for gardeners and people who love and appreciate horticulture and gardening. And so we thought about that and we said, okay, how can we lay this out that sort of real speaks to the gardener? And three different ways that it speaks to the gardener is through our plant district. The plant district is really all about the plant lover, the people who just appreciate really good plants, great orchids, great succulents, new plants. The plant societies are in this area. The Horticourt, the award-winning plants that we have every year are in this section. It really is, I like to say, it's for that inner plant geek that we have all of us have inside of us. And some of us, we don't know how big it is, but when you come to the flower show, it really starts to grow. And so that's what that section is for. The garden district is about I like to call it the DIY section. And this is for the DIY gardeners who love to get their hands dirty, get their hands in the dirt, planting vegetables, you know, planting perennials, planting natives, pollinator gardens. You learn all about that. And this is really to teach you how to become a better gardener. No matter what level of gardener you are, you can come and learn something in the garden district. And the centerpiece to that is the PHS Gardeners Green. And we'll have all of our gardeners there and our experts telling you and teaching you how to be a better gardener and also how you can get involved with PHS, become a member, and take advantage of our classes and our programs throughout the whole year of the outside of the flower show. And then the centerpiece of the show is our design district, and this is where all of the large major exhibits and floral designs and exhibits will be. The creativity there is really just second to none. I think they're the best, one of the best lineups of designers we've ever had. And the inspiration there is really this section for us. We call it Inspiration Station. It really is all about inspiring the gardener, inspiring the person who loves gardening and horticulture, maybe to do something different in the yard, different in their home, and really bring that to life and use plants. There's so many people have turned to horticulture and gardening now. And this is from the National Gardening Association just put out a survey results that they did around the country, and 18.2 million new people are into the gardening now. And that's really an attribute to the power of plants and how many people turn to gardening, turn to horticulture to get them through the pandemic. And we'd love to celebrate that at the flower show. And we know that so many folks and visitors that come to the show turn to horticulture and gardening in their homes, outside their homes, on their balconies, on their decks, on their patios. And you know what? This flower show is really going to be inspiration for them, all those new gardeners that we have in the industry. All of us who are gardeners know and love plants and know this flower show. But those who are new to the gardening, come to the flower show and you can learn so much more. And we'll get you even more plants in your house and in your garden.
We hear that the Four Seasons Philadelphia will be involved in a big way. Could you tell us how?
Yeah, so the Four Seasons is a new sponsor with us. They just came to town. They're part of the new Comcast tower, and their resident florist is Jeff Latham. He's a florist to the stars. He has done many of the Kardashian events and weddings, and he is just a really special talent and really, really creative. And he will be creating an entrance experience at the Olmsted Pavilion, which is right there in the heart of the entrance to the show. And really kind of interpreting habitat in his way, in his creative way, in a very fun, interesting, very colorful. He is mainly monochromatic, but he uses very little colors, but a lot of it, right? So lots of orange and lots of pink this year in his design, and it just will be something that I think you'll be reaching for your camera when you come in to see the show, when you first walk in the show this year.
Sam, am I right that the move from the Philadelphia Convention Center to the outdoor location allows you so much more room to set up displays and exhibits?
Yeah, well, we spread out a lot, Dan. It was one of those things that we knew we needed more space for people to walk, and we weren't sure what the restrictions are going to be, so we made the walkways a lot bigger, so that we needed more space to do that. And then the extra spaces also allowed us to add more designers. We have probably 10 or 15 more designers and more garden spaces this year than we've ever had. So it has allowed us to expand and add some new content that you might not have seen before at the flower show in March. And actually this time of year, being right in the heart of gardening season, has allowed us to expand the plant palette, have some different plants that you normally don't see at the flower show. We probably won't have too many tulips at this year's show, which is a lot of tulips at the March show. But this year we're going to have a lot of other bulbs like alliums and lilies, and you'll see a lot of roses. And we're really excited about. And the designers, when we're talking about the time of year for that, they really got excited because they now can work with some different plants than they normally do in March.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Sam Lenhenny of the Philadelphia Horticultural Society. Sam, the extra room also provides for better separation of visitors, as you mentioned, and aren't you doing timed entry for tickets as well for better crowd control?
Absolutely, yeah. We have an a.m. and a p.m. session every day, so you have to go online and register ahead of time. Many people are doing that, and we appreciate that, but if you haven't gotten your ticket now and you have a specific day that you can come, get online now and reserve your space and your time. So the a.m. sessions and the p.m. sessions every single day. And that helps us to control the attendance and how many people are actually in the show at any given time.
Now, Sam, when you have lots of people in one open-air place, there are several obvious questions. For example, where can they park? Where can they eat? And, of course, the age-old, where can they find restrooms?
So I'll start with the last one. We'll go to the very beginning. So parking is... Parking is fairly easy at FDR Park. The NovaCare lot, which is directly across the street on Patterson Avenue from the flower show site, and then we have the at Broad and Patterson, the Citizens Bank Park and the Wells Fargo lots are right there as well, so they will be overflow. We will be running shuttles from each of the parking lots, so if you can't walk, although I encourage you to walk because the weather is going to be beautiful. It's not going to rain. The weather is going to be beautiful. And we have set up a lot of great displays and some fun flower color to help you along your way to get to the main entrance to the show. But if you do need a little bit of assistance, we do have shuttles that can take you right to the main gate. So that's a really convenient. You can take public transportation. You can ride your bike. You can do Uber. So we highly recommend all of those different methods of getting to the show and then parking at the show. Parking will be $20. It's normally what that price is down at the sports complex, so enjoy that price because you can't get that price downtown in the center city. And then you had asked about what was your second question?
Where can they eat?
Oh, eat. So we have some amazing food offerings at the flower show this year. The folks from Spectra and Brulé Catering, I think a lot of people who are from the region of Philadelphia know Brulé Catering, and they do an amazing job of creating food options for events around the country and around the world, believe it or not. And they are doing some really special things for us this year. We have a restaurant at the Boathouse that you can make reservations for. We have a beer garden. So if you're familiar with PHS, we have had a number of beer gardens in vacant lots around the city for a number of years now, and so we have a beer garden in honor of that, and certainly wouldn't be PHS if we didn't have a beer garden. We have the Taste of Philly, so we have a lot of great taste and a lot of great cultural fare from South Philadelphia. This is a very multicultural location in Philadelphia, so we wanted to celebrate that with our food bazaar. And so there's at the flower show, you're not going to have a problem finding something really good and fun to eat and also to drink. And you can do that You can actually now, with the restrictions lightening up, you can actually eat and drink on the move at the flower show. So you can stroll around the flower show while you're eating. You don't need to stay seated and stay in one location now. So they were allowing us to do that because we're outdoors. So that's a really great aspect of the show. And so food and beverage is a huge thing. And then lastly, we've got to touch on restrooms because you asked about that. We no porta potties at this event. This event is nothing but the best. So we have what we call crowd pleasers. That's what they call them in the industry, Mary Ellen, is crowd pleasers. And these are 4-star bathrooms and restrooms. Let me tell you, some of these restrooms look better than my restroom at home. So you're not going to have any problems with that at our flower show. We're taking care of our guests and our visitors. They're number one, and the restrooms will prove that.
There's another important question to consider, too. Is this a rain or shine event, or are there contingencies for bad weather?
So it's a really good question. This is a rain or shine event. I like to say, you know, if you're into gardening and horticulture, we all love rain. It helps the plants, and we love being in it, and it's a great thing. So bring your umbrella if you think it's going to rain. Watch the weather in the morning. If it's going to rain or drizzle, this event will be happening, and we will have the doors open. But bring your umbrella, and we'll allow you to walk around, and maybe if you need some wellies or some galoshes. But this site drains really well, and I don't think you're going to have any puddles there. But it's always fun to splash in the puddles. I like it anyway.
Okay, I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the archive show on our Facebook page. And we're talking with Sam Wenhenny of the Philadelphia Horticultural Society. Sam, the Philadelphia Flower Show is traditionally a late winter event. How does it switch to June help guests experience seasonal flora and get ideas that will help them with their own gardening plants?
Yeah, it's a really good question, and it's something that we really are taking advantage of for this year's flower show. Really being in the heart of gardening season, everybody that comes to the flower show, if they buy a plant or they, you know, they walk through the marketplace and they see something that would be great for their garden, whether it's a container or a sculpture or, you know, a tool, you'll be able to put that to use right away at home and really go home and start gardening. The flower show is so inspiring and so energizing when it comes to looking at your garden and understanding that. And the plants that we have this year will be very different than what we've had at the flower show because we are in early summer. It allows us to do some things that we typically aren't allowed to do or very different than what happens at the convention center or in March. So, you will see a lot of different plants, a lot of different flowers, and hopefully you'll really be able to get some really great ideas with some of our designers who are putting some different collections and different pairings together. And so maybe, you know, you can trade things up. You know what I like to tell people in gardening is really about your own personality and what you love and like and what really inspires you. And your garden should change all the time. I change my flowers up every year. Well, all the annuals, I try to add different perennials to my garden every year to get some different colors. It really should change. And I love the difference of it. So it's not the same old every year. And this flower show is really going to give you some great ideas of what some changes you might want to do or some enhancements you want to make to your garden or your patio or your containers or your balcony, right? So it's all about any space that you have. We have the whole horticulture tent this year is really focused on indoor plants. There's so many people into indoor plants that you really will be able to get us some great ideas for indoor plants too, whether you're a beginner or an expert in that area.
Are there competitions among the exhibitors at the flower show? And if so, what are some of the categories?
Some of the categories will be judged this year. We had to limit a little bit this year because of COVID and the restrictions on how many people can be around. And logistically, it just made sense for us to do that. But we've been able to do some different things with that. But all the major landscape designers will be competing against each other. We have a great lineup of judges that will be judging that, and we'll be giving out our Best in Show awards. We also have a number of competitive classes, which these are our non-professional categories. So you get to see people just like yourselves competing against each other and then the judges judging those awards and giving out the awards. And my favorite thing is to actually read the judges' comments. Those are always fun because sometimes you agree and sometimes you're like, what are they thinking? I don't agree with that. That's my favorite part of the whole show is really reading the judges' comments. So you'll still get to see that at the flower show this year. And, you know, the competition is fierce, but we're all one big happy family. But when those judges come around, man, it's all business for everybody.
Speaking of awards, hasn't the Philadelphia Flower Show won Best Event from the International Festivals and Events Association, and even Best of the Best from the American Bus Association?
It has. We've been very lucky to obtain a number of different awards. The Bus Association Award is a huge one for us because it certainly is a huge destination for so many people that travel. And I hope that people can really get out and get on a bus now and come. A lot of the restrictions are starting to be lifted and, you know, put your mask on and get in there with your favorite friends. Hopefully you're vaccinated and you can get on a bus and come to see the show because we have so many folks that do that. And that industry has been struggling a lot these days. And this flower show would be a great first, you know, attempt to get back out and get on a bus and come do a tour. The flower show is a perfect destination to do that. And we appreciate that award. And we're very honored to get that award. And with the International Festivals and Events Association, that really is, you know, with our colleagues and our folks, fellow industry and event producers competing against them, that means a lot to my team and all of our production team to win that award because you're up against some of the best in the world. And we've won that in 2014 and in 17. And gosh, that's a really great feeling. The champagne flows after that award comes to us as well.
Just time for a couple more quickies. Sam, well, the flower show starts June 3rd. Isn't there a citywide pre-show celebration?
There is. It's called Bloom Philly, and right now all of our the businesses, we've had more businesses this year participate in Bloom Philly than ever. We have a window decorating contest where all the businesses and storefronts can decorate their flower show or their windows to be inspired by the flower show theme this year, which is Habitat, Nature's Masterpiece. And so they do that. So that helps us, you know, promote their business to get involved in the competition, but also help embracing the flower show across the whole city. We expanded a little bit this year too with some different categories, with some food and beverage categories. So restaurants can get involved now because they don't really have a storefront, but they have menus and they can create these amazing flower show inspired menu items and food items and drink concoctions and really specialty drinks that really can bring that to life too. So you can go around the city up until the flower show starts. I know South Philly is in Passyunk Avenue. They're having a big festival, a really concentrated festival there as well, too. So that leads it up. It's really about just getting the energy going and getting people thinking about the flower show and getting them excited and hopefully selling a lot more tickets to the show. Again, like we said, this event is a huge fundraiser for the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society, and we're very excited. And just real quick, Dan, the show does start on June 5th. So that's the first day of the flower show, which is Saturday, June 5th, and it runs through June 13th. So just a quick correction on that. I want to make sure that everybody gets the right dates for the flower show.
Okay. I guess I was counting about the Blue Philly dates. That's probably June 3rd, right?
Yeah. No worries. No worries. I just want to make sure we all
okay,
got
how
it.
Is Philadelphia Parks and Recreation involved with the flower show? We know it oversees parks, playgrounds, trails, and a bunch of buildings. And make this real short answer because I'm already getting cued here.
No worries. Yeah, Parks and Rec has been a huge partner of ours. They've been a partner for us for so many years that we've worked with them on different parks and projects throughout the city. But this park, Catherine Outlevel, who's the commissioner there, when we asked her about putting the flower show at FDR, she let out this hoot and holler. I think everybody in her neighborhood knew that the flower show was going to be there before anybody else because she was so excited about it. So they've been a great partner and a great host for us. And the parts that we're really happy and proud about is we've been able to do a lot of things to improve that park, and we'll be leaving behind as well, too, when we leave the flower show.
Okay, one more time, the website, please.
Yeah, phsonline.org, phsonline.org. Go there. You can buy your tickets and find out all the information about the flower show, everything I talked about today. It's all there in detail, and you can find out where to park, how to get your tickets, and actually you can buy a picnic basket and enjoy the picnic at the flower show.
Thanks to Sam Wemheny, Chief of Shows and Events at the Philadelphia Horticultural Society, for being our guest on Travel Itch Radio. And that's it for this edition. Next week, same time, same station, same writers, same announcers, we'll talk to Patrick Lemaire about Quebec City, mais oui. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg along with Mariella Nugent-Lee saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night and stay safe.